Hello and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence one audio clip at a time. I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a sloth, not a vegetable, though he does move like one. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's thinking deeply about the future of AI-powered command line interfaces. Daniel wants to know if there's a code generation CLI tool that's built for long, multi-stage deployment workflows, something that doesn't just spit out code snippets, but can reason through complex builds, maintain coherence over hours of interaction, and do so affordably. He's not looking for a chatbot that forgets what it was doing five prompts ago. He wants an agent with memory, logic, and stamina. And he's absolutely right to point out the pain point. Today's large language models, even the good ones like Claude or Gemini, become prohibitively expensive when context windows stretch into hundreds of thousands of tokens. Plus, without smart context management, they start to drift, losing track of the original goal, repeating themselves, or hallucinating deployment steps that were never agreed upon. So, is there a tool today that fits this description? Not quite, but we can sketch out what such a tool would need and point to some promising directions. First, let's break down Daniel's requirements. 1. Agentic behavior. The system shouldn't just respond. It should plan, execute, reflect, and adapt. That means loops. Propose a change. Run it. Check the output. Adjust. 2. Long coherence. It must remember the deployment goal, the environment state, and past failures across dozens or hundreds of steps. 3. Intelligent context management. Instead of dumping the entire conversation into every prompt, the system needs to summarize, index, and retrieve only what's relevant, like a human developer flipping through their mental checklist. 4. Cost efficiency. High context means high cost, especially with premium models, so the architecture must minimize token usage without sacrificing performance. Now, no existing CLI perfectly combines all four, but we're seeing pieces of the puzzle come together. Take, for example, tools like SWE Agent or Aider. SWE Agent, developed by researchers, simulates a software engineer working on GitHub issues. It can plan, edit files, run tests, and iterate using a model like GPT-4. But it's not designed for continuous, interactive deployment sessions. Aider lets you pair program in the terminal, editing code with natural language. It's great, but again, it doesn't maintain long-term state across days of debugging. What's missing is a system that treats the entire deployment as a single, evolving session with persistent memory and dynamic context compression. Here's how I'd design it. Imagine a CLI called LongOps, short for Long Operation Systems. You start it with a command like LongOps init-goal deploy Django app to AWS with RDS and CloudFront. From there, LongOps creates a session file, a structured log of every action, decision, and outcome. It doesn't just store raw text. It uses a technique called semantic summarization. After every few steps, it generates a concise summary of progress, key decisions, and open issues. These summaries are stored in a vector database. When the context window starts to fill up, LongOps doesn't just truncate the oldest messages. Instead, it replaces them with these summaries, preserving meaning while saving tokens. It can also retrieve relevant past decisions using similarity search. Did we already try increasing the RDS instance size? Yes, and here's why it failed. Under the hood, LongOps could use a tiered model strategy. For high-level planning and reflection, it uses a powerful but expensive model like Sonnet 4. But for routine tasks, editing config files, writing boilerplate, it offloads to a smaller, cheaper model fine-tuned for code. This hybrid approach keeps costs down. It would also integrate with real tools, Terraform, Docker, kubectl. The AI doesn't just suggest commands, it executes them in a sandbox, observes the output, and adjusts. Now, is this feasible today? Mostly yes. We have the components, LLMs with 100K-plus context windows, vector databases, model routing, and agent frameworks like LangChain or Smythos. What's lacking is the integration, the cohesive design that makes it feel like working with a skilled, tireless engineer. And cost, that's the real challenge. Even with summarization, long sessions add up. One solution, local models. Imagine running the summarization and retrieval on dice using a quantized Llama 3 or Mistral. You'd only call the expensive cloud model when deep reasoning is needed. There's also Claude Code, which Anthropic has hinted at, an agent mode for code workflows. And GitHub's Copilot is expanding beyond autocomplete into full project assistance, but neither is quite there yet. So, to answer Daniel, no, there isn't a perfect tool today, but the blueprint exists, and given how fast this space moves, I wouldn't be surprised if something like LongOps emerges by next year. In the meantime, you can approximate it. Use a notebook-style CLI, log your sessions, summarize manually, and feed key points back into the model. It's clunky, but it works. And who knows, maybe Korn and I will build it. He's slow, but he's persistent, perfect for long-running deployments. Thanks for the question, Daniel. If you're building something like this, I'd love to hear about it. Until next time, keep asking AI.